Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. In 2016, suicide made up one in every 5,000 deaths in Australia. People in rural communities, including farmers, are at a 50% greater risk of suicide than people in the greater capital cities. With the added pressures of New South Wales drought, the risk of suicide in farmers has become even greater. Amy Maher has more.
World Suicide Prevention Day marks the increasing importance of suicide prevention in Australia, particularly in rural communities. Research fellow at the National Centre for Farmer Health, Dr. Alison Kennedy, says farmers have to regularly combat the pressures of rural life, including drought.
I think we know that suicide is a significant issue in farming communities. I think drought is only one aspect of that. So there's a range of situational factors that we see in farming communities that potentially contribute to suicide risk. Some of those are, isolated social connections. We see farms getting larger and less people working on farms. So there's a lot of solo work patterns, which means people are less likely to be connected. We also see that loss of social connection through people moving away from the farm and from rural communities for work or education in the city.
Rural communities are particularly vulnerable to suicide due to a shortage of generalist health providers, such as health practitioners and mental health nurses.
Well, I think the flow-on effect of suicide is enormous in rural communities. We generally see people in rural communities come from sort of tight-knit or tightly entwined social circles. So the flow-on effect of a suicide event is going to be very significant in that rural community, and it's not often that you will speak to somebody in a rural community who hasn't been affected by suicide in some form or another.
Nevis Murray, CEO of Suicide Prevention Australia, says that Suicide Prevention Day is an important reminder for Australians to address mental health issues with their friends and family.
It is a very important public health concern in Australia in particular, where we have 8 people dying by suicide each day and 65,000 people attempting suicide every year. So it is a very important issue in our country and one that we can all play a significant role in changing.
Farmers are not the only group at significant risk of suicide.
There's a number of groups that are significantly affected by suicide. Men, as an example, are 3 times more likely to die by suicide than women. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are twice more likely to die by suicide than non-Indigenous people. These are really alarming concerns. But the important thing to note here is that we can all do something about it. It's not just mental health professionals and doctors that can prevent suicide. We all have a role to play by checking in on our friends and relatives, by asking the question, by referring people who are suicidal or in distress to appropriate services.
Ms. Kennedy says people in cities can do a number of things to help communities in rural areas.
People in metropolitan areas can maintain connections with people in rural areas. Making sure that they check in with anybody that they know in a rural area. Keep those social connections happening. Certainly the financial support and the donations to registered charities is helpful as well, because that does take some of the financial pressure off farmers. And I think it also allows farmers to see that they are valued, and there are people out there that may not know them personally but who still value them and, are concerned for their well-being.
Ms. Murray says having a conversation is an essential part of tackling suicide.
The important message to take away from today is that suicide is preventable, but it takes a whole community to tackle the very complex issue around it. And so what I would be urging listeners to do is not to shy away from having a conversation about suicide, to reach into the resources that are available through ruok.org.au, by ringing Lifeline on 13 11 14. These resources will give people, ordinary people like you and I, the mechanisms, the skills, the tools to have a conversation about suicide, and by having that conversation you can have a very powerful impact on reducing suicide.
Nevis Murray there from Suicide Prevention Australia, ending that report by Amy Marr. And if you or anyone you know is thinking about suicide or experiencing a personal crisis, help is available. You can call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Suicide Callback Service on 1300 659 467.